good morning. We are here for Thoughts of Awakening, quote number 327. So we'll begin by sinking into the remembrance of what we are. Allowing the body mind to come into a comfortable position. Just taking a few deep breaths, centering into right now, this moment. Releasing and relaxing into the inner silence that's always there. The source of what we are. The meditation quote speaks of resistance. And I'd like to practice recognizing resistance. I think it was Einstein who said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And so we fall into resistance over and over again. And recognizing it will help us. To not fall into the same behavior and expect different results. So I'd like to practice Robert Adams' I Am meditation. And these are his instructions. Close your eyes. And try. Inhale and say I. Exhale and say am. Inhale, say I. Exhale, say am. Inhale, say I. Exhale, say am. And he asks us to try, so let's try that. I am. feeling into the silence, the core. I am as this silence, this core. Staying present here with the breath, with the meditation. If the mind has drawn you away from the present moment, the I Am meditation, just notice that that's resistance to the present moment. Resistance to returning to the core. Just notice it, don't judge it, don't add to it, don't wish it were different, simply notice the resistance. Training ourselves to recognize resistance. And return back to the present moment, right now. Looking inward to the inner silence, the space, the silence within. Before the mind and before the body. Resting here. I am. I am. if you find that the mind, the ego, the humanness has pulled you back out into a story of past or future, simply recognize that that is resistance to the present moment, now, true reality. And return back to right now, your true identity, before mind, before body, simply being. Being the stillness, the silence. I am I am I am Being drawn out of the heart is simply forgetting who you are. Resistance is uncomfortable. So you find yourself willing to step into an activity or thought that will minimize resistance. Minimizing resistance is suppressing it. No one heals through suppressing resistance. Be willing to rest and allow resistance, no matter how difficult it seems to be. Allowing resistance until it dies is healing. given from our Holy Spirit. Resistance is uncomfortable, so you find yourself willing to step into an activity or thought that will minimize resistance. Minimizing resistance is suppressing it. No one heals through suppressing resistance. Be willing to rest and allow resistance, no matter how difficult it seems to be. Allowing resistance until it dies is healing. resistance is uncomfortable, so you find yourself willing to step into an activity or thought that will minimize resistance. Minimizing resistance is suppressing it. No one heals through suppressing resistance. Be willing to rest and allow resistance, no matter how difficult it seems to be. Allowing resistance until it dies is healing. Resistance is uncomfortable, so you find yourself willing to step into an activity or thought that will minimize resistance. Minimizing resistance is suppressing it. No one heals through suppressing resistance. Be willing to rest and allow resistance, no matter how difficult it seems to be. Allowing resistance until it dies is healing. Thank you for joining for quote 327 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste. Thank you for joining with me today in this conscious company, sinking into the I am that we are, the peace. I love you all. Have a great day. Bye. Thank you, Dawn, for letting me share. I appreciate that.